would you trust yourself to hit a 6-centimeter target on the other side of the globe? Well, that's the accuracy needed and achieved by Japanese scientists collecting samples from Ryugu, an asteroid 3 million kilometers away in outer space. They reckon these samples may reveal the first signs of life in our solar system, something we may have been heard bandying around a lot recently. If successful, the Hayabusa 2 would be the second unmanned aircraft in history to collect asteroid samples. Joining me to discuss the mission is Jake Clark, a PhD student in astrophysics at the University of Southern Queensland. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Jake.
No worries at all, Sam. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Jake, the accuracy required to hit something like this fairly small after a 3.5-year space flight seems to be like pretty astonishing. How do you even achieve something like this? How do you plan something to fly for 3.5 years and hit something very far away?
A lot of black magic. No, it is quite a technological feat. And I mean, hats off to all the engineers that work and try and solve a problem like this. I think for the most part, if you can work out an orbit of an asteroid and you can accurately determine where it's going to be in space and you know where Earth is going to be, then you can track those two positions and you can say, all right, in 5 years' time, Ryugu is going to be here, mm-hmm. and we need our spacecraft to be here. And, I mean, this sort of stuff, I mean, we think it's absolutely amazing that it's happening, but it happens all the time in spaceflight. I mean, and you have a look at, say, something like the New Horizons spacecraft, which took 10 years just to get to Pluto, and you think about just the accuracy needed there over a 10-year mission. But they just keep performing miracles, and it just absolutely baffles me that people can work on such a problem and achieve such a feat given the constraints that they're given.
Because even a very small percentage error is going to make your probe fly off, like, you know, hundreds of miles away. So, you know, it's pretty mind-blowing. Right. But now that...
Sorry, I was just going to say there's no room for error there at all.
So, but now that the probe's in place and it's, you know, it's safely arrived at the asteroid and ready to go, what's the next step? What are they going to actually do now?
So the next step is that they've actually got four little probes that will investigate the asteroid's surface. And Hayabusa 2, which is the successor to Hayabusa 1, that's going to be sitting on Ryugu for about a year and a half. So these little probes will scatter along the surface and try and work out the mission of the asteroid to much more detail than, say, the Hayabusa 1 mission was able to achieve with their little rover called Minerva. Mm-hmm. They've got Minerva 2 on Ryugu now, and so there's a Rover 1 and Rover 2.
Bit of a generational thing then, you know, the children going out, you know, all together again.
Yes, that's right. So Mum and Dad have landed on a... gotten off the cosmic cruise ship, and now they're on the asteroid, and they're going to explore for a holiday for a year and a half. And then the best part is that they get to go back home.
Well, that's not a lot of probes don't get to do that, so that's pretty exciting.
Yes, that's right. And you have a look at, say, Curiosity and the rovers that are on Mars, they will live there forever.
So everyone has a kind of concept of an asteroid as a kind of like pretty rocky, barren place. What is the surface of an asteroid actually like? Or, like, you know, how good an idea do we have of that?
That's an excellent question. So there are spacecraft like Hayabusa, and I mean, Hayabusa is one of two probes so far that have been able to land on an asteroid. We've also got OSIRIS-REx, mm-hmm. Which is a NASA mission that will get to an asteroid called Bennu, only in a few months' time, I believe. And so they had a flyby past Earth for a gravitational assist last year. And we have space-based and Earth-based telescopes to give us a general idea what the surface of an asteroid may look like. But definitely some sort of, if you can picture yourself on top of sort of a volcano and sort of that basalt sort of ashy sort of like mm-hmm. surface. And that would be similar to what the surface of an asteroid would be like. But it's something... especially in astronomy, that's a huge importance now. It's trying to work out the composition of asteroids in terms of looking at the composition of asteroids in general, because there's different types of asteroids, and try and work out the makeup of our own solar system. Mm-hmm. And then from a commercial point of view, we're now getting to the point where astronomy is now commercially viable in the sense that, well, if we're going to have deep space missions, or if we want to have our satellites be more sustainable, then we probably should mine water and minerals and resources off Earth. And so there's companies all around the world, including in Australia and in Toowoomba, that are trying to categorize asteroids to further mine down in the track.
Now, one of the perennial focuses of science, and one that we've heard a lot about recently, is the search for, you know, life and origins of life in our solar system and the universe and so forth. And the Hayabusa mission, how does it kind of fit into this? You know, we have the Curiosity rover on Mars looking for, you know, evidence of water and life in the past on Mars, or the plumes of water from Europa. Like, you know, how does it kind of fit into this search for life?
Another excellent question, Sam. We're not quite sure where the origin of life started here on Earth. Maybe started here on Earth. Maybe it started on another body, like an asteroid, or maybe it started on, say, Mars, and then there was an asteroid impact which then flung out some biological material to then land back on Earth, and then started life here. And so we're just more or less scouring our whole solar system and really taking educated guesses of maybe life can be sustained on an asteroid, maybe life can be sustained on Mars. And especially with Hayabusa, asteroids can have a lot of water content on them, and that's one necessity for life. And we have extremophiles, which are little microorganisms that can survive extreme conditions. And we've discovered life that live under hundreds of meters underneath us. We've discovered life that is as on the outside of the International Space Station. We've found that plankton can sort of float up the top there,
which is crazy.
Up to the International, yeah, it's incredible. And then you look at tardigrades, water bears, and they're a whole different game altogether. And so studying what's down here on Earth, and we go, all right, well, maybe there's a possibility of Ryugu harnessing life on the surface, or maybe underneath the surface of that asteroid. So that's why the probes there can actually dig under the surface. We can collect the sample. We can then bring that sample back to Earth and then see if there's life there.
So we expect to see that sample in like 5 years from now then, if you have a year and a half trawling around, and then like another 3.5 year flight back.
So it should depart in December 2019 and then return back to Earth in December 2020.
Oh, okay.
So only, what's that? Well, only a year and a half. So,
yeah, right.
No.
No, that's not. It's two years. Two and a half.
2 years. Sorry. I'm getting a bit ahead of myself there. Yeah, two and a half years, which isn't a lot of time.
That's not very long, especially for astronomical terms where everything happens in millions of years. So that's pretty good.
that's right.
Awesome. Well, we can look forward to that. Thank you so much, Jake, for joining us this morning to talk about it. It's cool.
No worries, Sam. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
It's incredible just to think about, like we were saying, the technological challenges that JAXA team has faced in order to get to Hayabusa. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to seeing what the samples return.
For sure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That was Jake Clark, a PhD student in astrophysics at the University of Southern Queensland, talking about the Hayabusa 2 probe, which is ready to go on an asteroid about 3 million kilometers away called Ryugu. Pretty good stuff.